Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. This is Christina Broomfield. Thank you for tuning in this morning. I know you're going to enjoy the program that we have planned this week. In the studio with me is Leslie Johnson. Leslie is our clinical director at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers, and she brings a wealth of knowledge in all that she does, and I'm just so pleased that she's with us this week. Welcome, Leslie.
Thank you so much for having me here, Christina. It's a pleasure to be here.
I always enjoy it when you come because I get to ask one question, then I just sit back. You have so much to say. You do. But this week, in discussing the topic, you came to me and you said, you know what? I've been getting a lot of calls from individuals, from schools wanting me to come speak. As a matter of fact, I know you have a couple planned here in the next week or two to speak to the student body on anxiety. And your topic for the week is anxiety is real.
Yes.
I think it's something that probably touches all of us at one time or another. But you know the question that I have right away, and I know you've got a planned agenda here for the week, but my question is, you're going to these schools and talking to the student bodies, you're going to groups of educators and speaking to them on anxiety. Do our kids, I mean, I'm thinking anxiety is, you know, my age.
Right.
Do children suffer from anxiety?
Well, and that, Chris, is exactly why I thought that this show was so relevant right now, because that's the types of calls I'm getting is from, you know, principals and counselors and social workers that state, listen, we're trying to educate our staff that anxiety is real, even in children and adolescents. And, you know, they're looking at it perhaps as a fad or a developmental stage or this is an adult-related issue. How can kids be so stressed? And so anxiety is real. Anxiety is real with children and adolescents. As a matter of fact, you know, we service hundreds every week here at Perspectives, and the number one diagnosis for kids under the age of 12 here is anxiety.
For real?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes.
The number one diagnosis,
yes,
for children under 12.
Yes.
Not depression, not,
that's right,
adjustment disorder, not any of that, is anxiety.
Yes.
Wow.
Anxiety-related issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that being said, you know, when elementary age, and I know Diana Jennings does an awesome job as the director of children's services, so I'm not going to pretend to be an expert in elementary age, but I do know a lot. I have a specialty in child development. So anxiety surfaces before depression. And so kids that have anxiety as an elementary aged student that perhaps don't learn how to deal with it, it can actually turn into depression. So in our adolescent population here at Perspectives, we see more of the depressive types,
mm-hmm,
of diagnostics.
Mm-hmm.
But in our kids under the age of 12, it's related more to anxiety.
You know, that's
particularly
amazing
with females.
And there's a lot of pressure, and I know you're going to get into that even culturally that might be driving this. But since it's Monday and we're diving into this topic, could you share with our listeners a definition? What is this thing called anxiety?
Yes, because it looks different. It feels different to different people. So anxiety has many faces. A lot of times we think of anxiety as like a nervousness or a worry. Butterflies in your stomach. A real clear picture of anxiety is panic. And I think that's why when we talk about anxiety, we couple it with the adult population, because that's maybe more the types of symptomology that adults may have, is panic-related symptoms or the, you know, the heart palpitations or the sweatiness or the, you know, just a panic attack,
mm-hmm,
which may lead someone into therapy. But for children, it doesn't look that way. It could be more of an irritability. It could be more of a persistent worry. They may not even be talking about it, so we may not even know about it. But if you see a lot of fidginess, and we'll go into a little bit more details about symptomology later in the week, but it's real, and it looks very different in children and adolescents.
Is there ever a time when anxiety can be good?
I love talking to people about the benefit of anxiety, because anxiety can be a very good thing. A little bit of anxiety can help motivate us to compete, motivate us to do well. If you're a child, if you have a child or adolescent that's concerned about a test, my son right now, he's an AP Gov, you know, mm-hmm. as a freshman in high school. And this particular class has really thrown him for a loop because he has to study for the first time in his life. And so he has anxiety about doing well, so he studies. So because he's competitive, his buddies are in there too, and they're all kind of competing for the grade. And that's spurred on by some of this anxiety. Anxiety can improve your moral conscience. Particularly if you're a spiritual person, it may motivate us to choose good. It may help us rise to positive expectations, and it can create a realistic sense of fear. If you're anxious about something, you may not jump off that cliff if you've thought through it and you have that level of fear. So there's a lot of good that can come out of feeling anxious.
And it certainly motivates us to do a better job, as you shared. Leslie, we need to hear from our sponsor. When we come back, though, can we address some of the issues that actually is causing the bad anxiety?
Absolutely.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. This is Christina Broomfield hosting today, Monday. So glad that you've joined us. Just before our break, talking with Leslie Johnson, our clinical director at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers, on the topic of anxiety, anxiety in our kids, even the, as you shared, Leslie, the number one diagnosis of children 12 or under, anxiety-related issues. What is causing this?
Well, I think we need to really depict the difference between stress and anxiety. So stress is quite common in all ages. And you know, we can think of a lot of different reasons why that could be so, and we could probably do a whole week in that particular topic. But for children and teens, it can be a result of school demands. I know that the expectations for academics is significantly higher than it was when I was going through the educational process. It could be related to negative thoughts about themselves. There's a lot of issues related to self-esteem, again, for a lot of different reasons with children and adolescents. Problems with their social life, changes in their bodies. A lot of kids and teens, you know, go through family types of transitions, whether it be divorce or a chaotic lifestyle. Taking on too many activities. Mm-hmm. This is probably one of the things that I see quite frequently with some of my families, that it's great to have high expectations for your kids. And I'm a strong advocate of having them involved in extracurriculars. But I'm also a strong advocate of having kids have some downtime, which many kids do not have. So, you know, I have one young lady that she goes to school, comes home, goes to dance, comes home, goes to voice lessons, comes home, and then needs to do her homework. Mm. And we wonder why she's only only getting 5 hours of sleep every night because there's just no time to do it all. And then there's no downtime. And then you wonder why it spurs into anger. Outbursts, you know, that's what I'm currently helping her with right now, but it's a result of anxiety. And so stress is quite common with taking on too many activities. Worries about the future. I find that that has increased over the years, that kids tend to worry more about what their future might look like, whether they feel that it looks bleak, they don't quite know how they're going to fulfill all these expectations and move on to become these great adults, life-changing adults that the society expects them to be. But I think also, you know, I really do feel, and we actually are going to be doing some talks in the near future on technology and addiction and the invasion of technology. But I feel that quite a bit of the stress that's related to adolescent anxiety is that they never turn off. They don't turn off. They have their cell phones with them or their social media on at all times. So not only are they trying to juggle life in general, they're juggling their social life ongoingly. And so I'm a strong advocate of having compartmentalizing sections of days for adolescents, because I think that they can really lead to excessive stress, which then can lead to anxiety, because those are two different things. Anxiety is when can be a result of it interfering with their life. So we all feel stress, but when it actually starts to interfere with academic performance, with social performance, with strong emotions, with their physical, you get stomach aches, headaches, then we'd label it something like anxiety.
You know, and I'm so glad you pointed that out, because I was going to ask you, and you answered it before I did, that our listeners need to understand there's a difference between stress and anxiety. And what I heard you say is you talked about all the different things that are causing stress.
Yes.
But now, if it is dealt with differently, and hopefully you can share with us how it kind of moves from stress to a diagnosable anxiety.
Yes. So we all feel stress. And if you don't learn how to manage, I mean, we spend as parents, even us therapists that are parents, spend very little time helping our children and adolescents deal with their emotions. It's just not a part of parenting that we put in the day as much as we should. So if we're not teaching children as a society, not just as parents, how to deal with their stress, then that can become debilitating. And so when stress really affects all facets of our life, it can become a thing called anxiety. And anxiety can be an illness. You know, it's not just from accumulation of stress. It can also be environmental. It can also be genetic. But it is an illness. But the thing that I feel is so important to talk about, and we'll talk more about it this week, that anxiety, I'm not sure if you knew this, is the number one treatable diagnosis across the spectrum of ages.
That is good news.
Yes.
Because as I'm sitting here listening to you, I'm just, you know, it's you have so much rich information about this, and I'm connecting dots, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, and it's the number one diagnosis, but it is also the number one diagnosis that has the best prognosis.
That's right.
And we will talk about that later.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being with us. I want to encourage our listeners to go on our webpage at perspectivesoftroy.com. There are good articles on anxiety and among other things. Give our office a call. The number will be coming up here shortly. We are here to help you. You need not walk alone. Can you be with us tomorrow?
Absolutely, Christine. I'd love to.
Until then.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.